Imagine if there's truffle butter.
That shit's on record. All right, what's good, everybody? It's the Beachwood Podcast, episode 8. It's your boy Splitter. What's good?
What's good? Your boy Boomer over here.
It's your boy Nephew, no truffle butter.
And we got Traeger Man up
there. Traeger Man in the building.
Made some fire ass wings today.
Yes, bro. Shout out to them wings. My butthole finna burn later, but it's finna be a good burn.
I'm white, so everything's spicy to me. Hey,
this man
had ketchup wings.
Some ketchup. Spicy ketchup.
Playing with ketchup only, that's my go-to.
Tyler's our nephew's the guy that'll be like, he goes to McDonald's and gets chicken nuggets. They'll be like, oh, you want ranch or barbecue sauce? He's like, ketchup. excuse me.
No sauce. Not his way. That shit was good, though. I'll give him that. I usually don't like honey mustard, so I'll give you that.
So did you even try the Asian Zing ones?
I didn't try the Asian Zing. I tried the honey mustard.
Bro.
I'm too pussy, bro. I can't do it.
But you said you like hot wings, right?
I like buffalo.
Yeah. It's as spicy as ranch.
Probably. I do. I have to. See. It's too spicy.
This man drinks ranch.
Even eating it. Like.
I mean, what am I supposed to do, bro? Like, my taste buds, I can't control them. You know what I'm saying?
It'll be a man. That's what you got to do. No, I'm playing.
You think about eating spicy food, bros, and like if you got the Rona, that shit would just clear it all up.
That shit was kind of spicy today for me. I felt like a bitch today too. I'm not gonna lie.
The shit y'all eat though, I mean, we could talk about that, but it's just
like, my son was killing them wings like they were like.
He's in a wing eating.
Yeah, he was doing that, but he was also in the house like. He was looking at me like, Jerry, spicy. I was like, oh, shit.
Bro, he got like 3 or 4
He
plates.
Loves that shit, though.
He probably loves the wings, bro.
I swear to God, he probably ate like 15 wings today.
Bro, oh, facts.
That cheese pizza was spicy. Bro, no lie, it did taste a little different, bro. Like, it tasted like what is it called? The packets?
The little
red peppers? Red peppers. I feel like someone sprayed it on there. Just to fuck with me.
The cheese pizza was spicy?
No, it had something on it, bro. It didn't taste the same, bro. It did not taste the same. Cheese.
It's called the marinara sauce or mozzarella.
Nah, bro. Wait, see?
Oh, man. Get this man some ketchup ASAP.
Allergies, bro. I can't taste nothing.
Any man that eats Raisin Cane's chicken tenders with ketchup, you can't trust them, bro.
Bro, there was no other sauces. What you expect?
There was three sauces in your
thing.
There
was Raisin Cane's
sauce. I seen it.
There was a whole little to-go box of Raisin Cane sauce.
Raisin Cane sauce I'm allergic to.
Are you really?
Yes. So ranch was the only option. I didn't want to eat it hella dry.
You didn't even have ranch. You had ketchup.
There was no ranch. If I had ranch, I would have eaten with ranch.
Hold on.
Raisin Cane sauce is like a spicy ranch.
So you would eat regular chicken?
Well, you also had you had more ketchup on your plate than chicken tenders.
Like regular chicken with ranch? I can't fucking do that.
That's weird. Chicken with ranch,
like chicken strips or ranch?
Yeah, with just regular chicken tenders, strips. So not buffalo.
Yeah, I could do that. That's easy.
Yeah,
that's not that bad.
Yeah.
But
just like regular
grilled chicken. Yeah.
Nasty. No.
He for sure he's with ketchup. It's not ranch. Because it's spicy.
We're fucking turning up every weekend, bro. We might catch the Rona. Everybody catching it.
Yeah. Right now, everybody catching the Rona. All the sports look like they've. Actually, the NBA is like, I think it was like 16, 17 players that got it. And they're like, oh, we ain't stopping though. Like, fuck
because honestly, the commissioner had a point. I feel like he's right. The players are probably safer in that bubble than they would be out and about, to be real. So
the JCs, they just said no fall sports. It's official. So football and volleyball and all that shit's canceled for JCs.
NCAA is going to cancel that shit too.
They moved basketball to a spring sport for next year.
So oh, wow.
Basketball will be in like, what, March?
It'll start in March instead?
Yeah, April. Which will be different, but I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
I heard till possibly June 2021.
Before
it'll
what?
Start dying down. Like,
you think so?
Everything go back to kind of normal.
I think it just depends on if they get a
vaccine.
But even with the vaccine,
they approved the vaccine, didn't they already?
But that could take up to 18 months though.
From when it started.
The cure is the malaria shit. I work at a clinic. Everyone that has a Rona there, they cure them with the malaria shit on the low.
They've said like 3 different drugs that they're supposedly cured, but I don't know.
Vitamin D is very important.
Vitamin D.
Your immune system.
What's that?
Dick cures everything.
What's that famous doctor that's coronavirus doctor?
Fauci.
Coronavirus. He said that they'll for sure, like not for sure, but they'll have a vaccine by the end of this year.
They have it. They've been had it.
He's optimistic that they will for sure have. He didn't say.
Yeah, but they've been wrong so many times.
He also said that he's optimistic by this summer it's going to be like declining. Now look at it.
That's true.
But there's more testing available and it's free, so there's gonna
definitely But you know what's crazy is like cases, because the regular flu, that shit can't travel. It can't be really transmitted from person to person in the heat because it dies. This shit's fucking surviving like from person to person in the heat. That's wild to me.
What did our president say? He said we're testing too much or something like that.
He said we need to slow the testing.
We need to slow the testing now. I don't know about that one.
But the NBA, I know we were like talking about it getting started, and we were like, oh, what are they gonna do for like social injustice or social justice and shit like that? Did you see what they said today?
No.
So the back of players' jerseys, instead of their names, they're gonna allow them to write a message for social justice, like that's dope. Of their choosing.
So the backup players?
No, the back of their jerseys.
Oh, the back of
instead of it saying James on the back, he can write whatever Black Lives Matter.
It's just like the nicknames.
Yeah, so he can write like I can't breathe, or he can write whatever he wants on the back. That's kind of mean. That's kind of dope.
No, they got to do something. I mean, the NBA is always progressive.
Yeah. And that's what I was telling you guys. Like, when we were talking about that a few weeks ago, I was like, bro, you got to give Adam Silver the benefit of the doubt because he's the most progressive, like, commissioner out of all the sports. He's always, like...
He's an alien.
He does look like an alien.
He's weird as fuck.
You know who he looks like is the dude... what is it? That kid, that show Growing Up. The one with the mouses, bro. The one big mouse...
Pinky in the Brain?
Pinky in the Brain, bro. Oh. Yes. He looks like Pinky in the Brain.
Oh, the scientist?
Yes.
Yes, from Animaniacs.
I watched cartoons when I was a kid, so I don't know.
Oh, I had to work at the store.
Hey, hey, speaking of Black Lives Matter, bro,
Bubba Wallace?
Bubba Wallace, is it Bubba Smollett now, or what do we got with that going on? Like, what was that?
It was a noose, for sure. So I don't think you can.
Nah, it was a tie down, bro.
But the knot was for sure a noose. But is everybody's else's was that? Was it like that?
Yeah, no? They showed pictures of the other.
Well, that just shows you how racist NASCAR is. They did everything with a noose.
They showed the other pull downs or a pull down for a garage, and it's literally tied.
But he also never saw it either. He was told that's what it was. So he had never seen it.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't Jussie Smollett then, type of situation, but or was he?
So that rope was there. Since last
supposedly
year, right?
Since last year.
And yeah. Everybody has been in and out seeing it, and nobody thought anything of it except him? Like, I don't understand. Like,
I don't understand.
I honestly think with the situations going on, everybody's senses are heightened, and they're like, oh, shit. Like, it probably was there, and they never noticed, and then all of a sudden, it's like, hey, what the fuck? After I come out, like, supporting Black Lives Matter, now there's a noose hanging here. So... True. I don't know.
And now he's like the face of NASCAR and shit. Like, they're talking about it.
He's but here's the issue with Bubba Wallace. Like, what he's doing is good. But, like, you got to win, my nigga. Like, you can't be coming in 13th place. Like,
bro,
you got to win, bro.
Like, he was about to win, too.
Yes.
Like,
you got to win, Bubba. Like, come on, Bubba. Don't be losing, Bubba.
Like, if you would have won after that happened, like, you would have been a hero, you know?
I mean, he had a chance to win, but his tire blew out. Or no, he ran out of gas.
That's what happened?
Yeah.
He was close, right?
Yeah, he was close to winning.
Should have went to the beach restaurant. He would have been good.
Yeah. Would
have filled him up.
Sinclair? No, I'm playing.
But you know who's done now, too, is Vince Carter, man.
Officially retired.
Hall of Famer or no Hall of Fame?
He's got to be.
Hall of Famer.
He's got to be a Hall of Famer.
Look, so like, the issue with people that play for 40 years... Like, when it comes to Hall of Fame status, people forget because they have so many years of average years that you forget how dominant he was when he first came out.
I don't think Vince Carter ever reached his full potential. I feel like he was supposed to be like Kobe-esque. Yeah, he was supposed to be Kobe level talent, bro. Like, he was that fucking good.
You know what his issue was? Too much of a team player. He never like was like, I'm gonna be that guy. He always like was like, oh yeah, for the team, for the team, for the team.
Yeah, I could see that too.
He didn't have the personality to be like, I'm gonna be the boss.
His game, he just like, I don't know. I mean, he developed the 3-pointer stuff like that, but I just feel like he relied fucking so much on his like athletic freakish ability. Like, he just never.
Which was insane.
It was ridiculous. It was insane.
You remember when he dunked over dude in the Olympics?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Like, how do you just jump over?
Bro, to me, the morning might be more disgusting.
Bro, he freestyled his whole fucking dunk contest thing. Like, he scrapped that whole shit before he went and freestyled the rest of it. Like, you know, I can't do that.
There's no doubt in my mind that he's the best dunker ever. I don't think it's debatable.
Best in-game dunker, too.
He still can dunk. Like,
that's what I'm saying. I don't think. I think he's like, especially dunk contest, he definitely has the best one ever. And then as far as dunking period, he's the best dunker ever.
He did. Wait, you think he has a better dunk contest than LaVine and
Bro,
I don't know. LaVine and what's his name?
People get more athletic every year.
To me, bro, Aaron Gordon had two of the top five.
Aaron Gordon beat LaVine, bro.
Yeah. And he
beat, what's his name last time?
Yeah, bro. They did. So, like, he had two of the top five. When he had, when he did that one where he was kind of, like, sitting in the air and did it.
Bro. You know, he had the fucking Orlando mascot spinning in a circle holding the ball on a hoverboard. He jumped over him, put the ball under his ass cheeks, and dunked that shit.
It looked like he was sitting in the air.
Yeah.
And just like, oh my God.
And he lost.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, and bro, LaVine doesn't dunk from his foot. I wouldn't say Vince Carter is a lock, bro. I mean, I think he'll get in.
He's a lock.
But I don't think, Stephen A was talking about it the other day, and he's like,
well, what class is he going in with for the
whole thing? That's going to matter. Yeah. Probably not much, because who retired this year? It's usually the people he retires with is who he goes in with. The
last couple of years. Yeah. So, I mean,
nobody really.
Dwayne Wade.
Dirk.
Tony Parker. Ginobili. Those dudes probably.
See, to me, that's wild. Because to me, Vince Carter's been in it. No, Kobe already got in with Garnett and them. Oh, you're right. Tony Parker and Ginobili can't hold Vince Carter's nuts. But the problem is they won. So that's why. Yeah.
Vince Carter never was on that team that was like.
But not only did they win, they produced at the highest level.
No, they did, but they didn't produce Vince Carter numbers. Vince Carter, bro, people forget Vince Carter. Kobe talked about this. Vince Carter in the 2000s with the fucking Raptors was nuts,
bro,
dude.
Ridiculous. That he took AI and them to a game 7. I really think that. And he fucking went and graduated college, came back to the game, and it came down to the last shot in fucking game 7. Like, that's wild.
Nice. He was nice for sure. He just... I think after Toronto, he kind of plateaued or whatever.
Well, I remember him and
he got injured.
Him and Kidd got together on the Nets. They were solid.
He had a few injuries too that kind of hindered him, but also like he would just bounce back. Like, so it's kind of like it might have took him a while to get back on his shit, but he got back on his shit. But also like dudes that average 20 points a game, you don't notice them. Like how we were talking about what's his name from Cleveland, Sexton, nigga averaging 20 some points a game, but nobody. Notices that shit because he's on the Cavs.
Bro, he has Dame-ish numbers. I was looking at it. Dame averaged similar numbers his first couple years in the league. And I mean, I'm not saying he's going to be Dame, but shit.
Similar numbers to who? Garland?
Colin Sexton.
Or Sexton.
Sexton.
Wasn't that meme about Garland, though?
Or no? Yeah, but then that's made me think of Sexton. I was like,
but
bro,
Garland
people,
is nice.
People don't realize how nice Sexton is,
but
too.
Bro, when you're on that trash of a team, it's like,
I don't know. If you're nice, you make him better. John Morant, look what he's doing with...
They got a lot of young talent on that team.
They do.
Yeah. I feel like the year Sexton got drafted, though, nobody was really talking about anybody from that draft. Like, it was kind of like...
I mean, LeBron...
Sexton was killing, though, in college.
Yeah, LeBron was hella big on Sexton, too, because that was the year he left, I think.
Yeah.
Right before.
He got drafted, and then right after that, they were like, oh, LeBron to the Lakers. He's like, fuck.
And then, speaking of basketball, you guys see
Because remember, Young, he was like, I'm excited to play with LeBron. Bro.
Yeah, being a basketball, you guys see Trae Young sign the clutch, a.k.a. LeBron.
Did he?
I mean, it's a smart move, you know, if you're trying to make money, because they're all about their money, you know.
Bro, let's be honest, bro.
I signed a wrong
name. Let's fucking be honest, bro. Rich Paul ain't running shit. Yeah. Let's tell it what it is, bro. LeBron's running clutch sports, bro. Like
LeBron runs everything.
Like he can't obviously do it legally, but we all fucking know whose company that is. Like when LeBron retires, that's his agency, bro. Like,
yeah, bro. Because if Rich Paul comes up to me like, hey, sign the clutch, I'm like, oh, I really don't like you, nigga, because you're kind of annoying. But if LeBron comes up to me like, hey, sign the clutch, I'm like, for sure, nigga, like, let's get it popping.
And what's crazy is LeBron will post like, oh, congrats to clutch. Like, he'll post that shit on his story like, oh, welcome to clutch. Like he's kind of hinting already that it's his shit.
LeBron is like the Jay-Z of the NBA because he set himself up for retirement so fucking good. Like, he's milking the game for what he can get from it. And then he's also going to keep continuing once he's done. He
bro,
set himself
to,
up
to have that kind of, like, level head as coming out of high school is fucking hard. Like,
well, to do that without a father for you, and then just going straight to the league.
And to have that maturity to, like...
Man,
to
you don't need fathers to make
the
it.
The shit that he did when he came out, how he helped all his friends but didn't give them a handout. He, like, made sure they went to school and gave them all jobs in his life. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of cool.
So not only is he the fucking Jay-Z of the NBA. He's also the Adam Sandler of the NBA. All his friends eating. You look at Adam Sandler movies, all the same niggas from the 90s.
Adam Sandler has the same fucking group, bro, doing movies every fucking movie.
Always.
He even has his wife in there. Do you ever notice that?
Yeah.
His wife's in all the movies too.
Yeah. But people don't know honestly, I didn't know that was his wife till recently.
For real?
Yeah. I was like, I forgot where I think I seen it on Instagram or something. And I looked at it, I was like, oh shit.
She's in hella movies.
Yeah, she's in hella fucking movies.
Best Adam Sandler movie.
Look, bro. It's gotta be
Waterboy.
See, Waterboy's up there, but Billy Madison.
Billy Madison and Waterboy. Like, it's
Happy Gilmore's up.
Yes.
Happy Gilmore. Let me tell you this.
Look, you gotta preface with you think Adam Sandler was trash.
Anything made after 2000 is garbage.
Grown Ups is fire, though.
That was good.
Grown Ups was good.
Grown Ups.
I know, but I'm talking like great movies.
Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems. It was a different.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
Click is a good movie.
But what I'm saying is, but you get what I'm saying. He had like 15 years of garbage.
But also, to me, the most garbage Adam Sandler movie is.
Jack and Jill is by far the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
But have you seen Punch Drunk Love? You don't even that see my discography goes deep with it.
I need to watch it. So yeah,
bro, it's a weird ass fucking movie.
Don't
like
mess with the Zohan. Oh, that was true.
That was actually kind of funny.
That is funny actually.
That's actually kind of funny.
Underrated. There's a lot of good ones that we can go through.
I mean, look at Longest Yard is a fucking classic.
Nah, but what I'm saying is they weren't on Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison level. And Big Daddy
Week
was
Up
funny
was
too.
Trash. I'm not gonna lie.
Big Daddy was funny as fuck.
The one with like a secret agent.
Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds. See, you can't. You got to put some respect on. That's why when I posted that thing, I could not say Adam. It was Adam Sandler, Will Ferrell,
Seth Rogen.
Mm-hmm.
One gotta go. And who's the other?
There was one dude that was like whatever.
It was probably whoever's.
Now I'm gonna look it up. Y'all keep talking.
Honestly, I mean, Seth Rogen can go.
Yeah, he's got a few. I mean, out of all the others,
it was Jim Carrey. It was Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Seth Rogen.
You know what?
Seth Rogen.
Oh my God, I might have to say Jim Carrey got a goat.
No, he's the goat. Yeah.
Superbad is better than.
Let me give
actually,
you
Dumb and
one.
Dumber's too fucking good.
Name me one Will Ferrell movie that he did on his own that was great.
Actually, Will Ferrell got a goat. Other than Step Brothers.
No,
that wasn't on his own. One movie that he did that was on his own.
Honestly,
I can name you three or four that Jim Carrey did that were fucking like phenomenal.
Honestly, bro, I'd have to. It would have to be Will Ferrell for me because I think Superbad.
What did he make though?
I don't care.
I think
still what he's in.
No, but I love Will Ferrell. That's why this is so fucking. It hurts my fucking head.
Like
to,
Bedazzled.
To,
oh my God, bro.
Will Ferrell's new movie that's on that Netflix right now. We watched it last night.
You watch it? Is it funny?
It was weird. No, it wasn't that
okay.
Great.
I watched the trailer and I said I don't even want to watch this movie.
It was weird. Yeah, it was weird.
Other than Step Brothers and other guys,
so it would probably be Seth Rogen. It would be Seth for me.
Get Hard was good.
Get Hard.
It would probably be for me. It would probably be Seth for me just because, like he said, just because Will Ferrell has movies that did fucking were
like
sick.
Talladega Nights.
Talladega Nights was comedy.
Yeah. Well, bro, like, but see, I'll say, are we talking about only movies they acted in or movies they produced? Because Seth Rogen is way up here with movies he produced.
No, Wedding Crashers. We'll tweak it to what they're in. Because
Wedding Crashers was good.
He's in Crashers.
He's
not a main person.
He was also
I'm telling you, if you look at any of those movies, he's not in. Talladega's the only one.
But where do y'all know Step Brothers? But
I'm saying he's the main guy.
He is
like,
the main.
He's
he is
the
main
guy.
Guy.
He always has a sidekick.
Yeah,
you're right.
The same nigga from Step Brothers is in Talladega Nights.
Jim Carrey, Ace, all
the. He's in this.
That's his homie. That's his
Ace Ventura. Bro, liar.
Dumb and Dumber, first
hilarious.
Of all. Dumb and Dumber is the top of the Jim Carrey movies.
Dumb and Dumber, you can argue, is the best comedy movie ever.
Yeah. So, Seth Rogen's out. Cool.
Yeah.
But Superbad.
Bro, but I can't give up all the other movies for just Superbad.
Superbad's above any Will Ferrell movie.
Superbad.
Step Brothers?
Step Brothers is right there, but I watched it so much.
Hold on, Superbad?
Seth Rogen's movie.
He's not in there.
He's Neighbors. The cop, but that he produced that movie. His movie. He wrote it.
Come on.
Zac Efron?
He was I don't consider that his movie. Superbad, he was a cop for like a little bit, but that was what's his name's movie?
Jonah Hill.
Yeah, that was Jonah's movie. Yeah. That's I consider that a Jonah Hill movie.
Yeah.
You're talking about movies he acted in.
Knocked Up.
No, we're talking about movies like his movie. Like he's the main guy.
Bro, but also the other three knocked have up been was, around longer.
Okay.
So they're going
to
have more.
Well, see, well, and the, those are different because Seth Rogen doesn't like to be the main guy in most of his movies. He writes all these classic movies.
Jonah Hill over Seth Rogen any day.
I think Seth Rogen
Jonah
has
Hill's
to
fucking
go.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Huh? As far as that Will goes, Ferrell, Adam Sandler, Jim Carrey. And Jim Carrey. Hell no.
Not for Seth Rogen.
No.
Jim Carrey's number one. And then I would go number two, Will Ferrell.
See.
Oh, no, no.
Adam Sandler's number one. Adam Sandler's number one for me.
I think Adam Sandler or Jim Carrey's number one for me.
It's a
tie.
Look, to be real, Will
you're
Ferrell,
right. Just Adam Sandler does have hell of movies.
Just, yeah, even if he has a because
Jim Carrey did
ones,
stop for a while.
They're good quality movies. They're not.
What was
Jim
that?
Carrey though, like lately or later in his career, kind of got like different and weird. Like changed.
Me and myself and Irene was funny as fuck.
Like the thing with Jim Carrey is he gets so into his movie roles, bro. Like, bro, him, look, this is one that slept on is the fucking Christmas Story movie when he played fucking Scrooge. Like, niggas don't even realize he played Scrooge in the Christmas Carol, whatever it's called. What's the
movie? He was dope in the Riddler in one of the Batman movies. Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Riddler? Even for our kids, he was in Hotel Transylvania, Adam Sandler.
That's Adam Sandler, yeah.
Yeah, but going back to, like, the kids' movie stuff, like,
The Mask.
Bro. Oh, Jim bro! Jim yeah, but, oh, come yeah. on.
Lemony Snickets. Y'all ever watch that shit? A series of unfortunate events. This nigga gets the Grinch. This nigga gets so into his roles that he's the best.
Yeah,
I can't get rid of Jim Carrey.
No, so who is your? Who would you get rid of?
Seth Rogen.
Seth or Will? I used to have Will way up here,
I'm not
but
gonna lie. I used
but
to
look,
have Will way up here, and then somebody did
Will,
tell me that
Will's buddy, been asked for like since Step Brothers. Yeah, the other guys after that has been like.
My buddy Johnny sat me down one day. And we were talking, and he sat me down, but we were bullshitting. He was like, name me one fucking Will Ferrell movie that he did that was good, that he was the main guy.
Let's be real, is Will
I really sat down, and I was just like,
is Will Ferrell actually
bro,
that funny?
Bro, he has none.
But it's just
like he
like
has
Kyrie
no.
Irving. It's like Kyrie. No, it is because he's good with a good sidekick.
But we're talking about goats here, like
exactly.
Yeah, and see, like,
well,
when
Ferrell
when
can't
I,
be a goat.
See, the way I was because the reason why I have Seth over Will is because Seth produces so many and writes so many fucking movies that y'all don't even realize he wrote that y'all love. So that's how I was looking
but
at
we're
it.
Talking
so
we're
about
going out in movies.
Yeah.
I'm going about.
Yeah, so
I mean,
so
Pineapple
so,
Express was fire.
That was fire.
So but if we're talking only just movies that act in? That they were the main character in. Yeah, because Seth never makes himself the main character in any of his movies.
That's fine.
Then he has to go. But if we're talking about overall talent, then it's Seth.
I think we're talking about what they're in.
That's what I thought.
Oh, Jackie Moon was funny. That was like the one movie he was like the main guy.
Semi-pro, okay, yeah. Okay, never mind. Yeah, Seth, you gotta go, bro. Semi-pro is one of my favorite movies all the time.
Even though that shit was like so stupid, but it was fucking hilarious.
That's a fucking beautiful movie.
We should have an Adam Sandler marathon.
Bro, we'll be here for 10 days.
Make some movies.
Adam Sandler movies are corny as fuck, but what I like about them is that you could watch, even though there's some raunchy parts, you could watch them with your family. It's funny, and there's always a fucking lesson in them, like a lesson you could take and fucking be like, all right, like, but Adam Sandler's
yeah, the grown-ups ones, I feel like part two was kind of better.
The first one was better. The second one had like Shaq in it and shit, but like the first one to me is special in the heart because when me and Myra were like fucking 18, we moved out on our own. We didn't have cable. We had this old TV, and we had a fucking DVD player. The only thing we had was Grown Ups that I bought from the nigga from Altarev. We had Grown Ups and Pinocchio and, like some old Disney movies, bro. That was it. And so, Grown Ups, we watched every fucking night before we went to bed. I know the whole movie by heart. But anyways.
Little Nicky.
Switching the script a little bit.
So Adam Sandler's number one.
The Wedding Singer.
So Justin.
Oh, bro, that's one of my favorite movies, bro.
See, hold on, that's why when you were like Adam Sandler, no question. I was like, what the fuck is he not is he forgetting?
Bro, yeah.
We're off on a tangent though.
Yeah.
So anyway, Justin Bieber is back in the news.
Are we skipping all the way to the bottom of the list?
No, we're going halfway through.
Okay.
So Justin Bieber was
speaking
living,
of rape
was living his best life, got married.
I'm trying to sing her right now.
Living his best life, got married, and now people are accusing him of sexual assault.
Yeah, so these people on these accounts on Twitter, we're having two separate conversations.
Y'all gotta move on, man.
So like, all right, so Justin Bieber was accused of some sexual shit, right, on Twitter, but he went and pulled up the receipts and fucking had timestamps, actual receipts of everything of what happened, and basically he flipped that on those people that were accusing him of sexual misconduct, and now he's suing them for like, what, like
20 million. And I hope he cripples them for the rest of their lives. Because, and I hope they never have. I hope they're on the side of the. I hope they end up on the side of the road homeless. And let me tell you why, bro. Let me tell you why. Because this shit is so fucking annoying. Because these bitches could just make claims, ruin someone's life, and then if it works, it works great for them. Yeah. And if it doesn't, oh, no harm, no foul. Like, oh, we tried it. It doesn't work.
And the person, even if the person is like acquitted of those charges, he still has that fucking stain on them.
Okay, Sean, was it no Sean one follows Oakman? Up on it. No one. It was it. Up. Yeah. Was it Sean Oakman, the dude from Baylor? You know, remember they used to make the memes about him.
The giant.
Yeah, the giant motherfucker. I'll have your daughter home by 12 or something. Anyways, well, he was accused of rape. He's supposed to be a top three pick. He was accused of rape. Later gets acquitted. It took him 3 years to fight his case or 4 years to fight his case. And he lost, basically, you figured, do the math on the money. I don't know what a four-year contract would be for a number three pick. Yeah. But, bro, he lost out on probably $20, $30 million because that fucking bitch wanted to accuse him of that shit. And he turned out he was innocent. Yeah.
And why does it happen so much? Like, do you think they, like the NCAA be low-key, like, putting, like, sleeper cells out there? Like, hey, go get this dude caught up.
I mean, you see it with that, what was that Ray Allen movie?
He got game.
He got game. Remember, they brought him his white girl straight to the.
Them bitches have big ass titties. Man.
Nah, but I mean, that shit happens all the time, especially high profile, you know, basketball, football players, even baseball. But I mean, if you don't have proof, I feel like you could still get caught sometimes.
You're guilty in the court of public opinion at the end of the day once the allegation goes out. Yeah, and it sucks for some people.
See, and bro, I'm the type of dude, I swear to God, bro, like, if Vish did that to me, I would make it my life mission to make sure her life is ruined the rest of her life. Like, I would go out of my way and spend money if I had to make sure that her life is ruined forever.
He's been doing that with his baby mama.
That shit is just, like so trash to me, bro. It's He's still current, raise your fucking daughters to be, like, bro, and there's probably their moms encouraging them to do that shit. Like, man.
What probably happens is daddy finds out you got a 9-inch black thing in you, and then they flip it on him, bro.
I mean, don't get me wrong. That shit does happen, though. Like,
what, 9-inch dicks?
No. Well, I know for sure it does happen. But what I was trying to say, like, sexual assault, it does happen.
Oh, facts.
And stuff, so we can't really downplay it too much. But if it is a legit case, you know, and all
that,
for it.
Yeah, and that's the issue, is that these girls that piggyback onto that shit makes it.
And that's what makes it worse.
It fucks up for the people that really have the real situation.
It fucks it up because now you have a boy who cry wolf situation where. Like, you don't know who's fucking telling the truth. Like Bieber right now, if he didn't have those receipts, bro, he'd be in court fighting this shit for who knows how long. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And his career is down.
Now his reputation's... But he just got married, so, like, I mean, it's perfect timing for those girls to just try to get out
of it. I fuck with Bieber, bro.
I mean, him and Chris Brown been going at it for a while now.
Beefing?
No, like, I'm talking about, like, as far as putting out music and, like, the longevity of it, you know? Like, they've been around for a while now.
Chris Brown been out way longer.
But, I mean, Bieber started when he was, what, 15?
Yeah, Chris Brown did, too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But I think Chris Brown's older, though.
It's your man in the club.
Don't start singing some shit if you don't know the lyrics.
I do know the lyrics. Don't test me about Chris Brown lyrics, bro.
You know what's funny? I heard that Chris Brown song, like, I don't know what it was, 2003, 2004. And Omarion was at the Fresno Fair, and we went to the concert. And we're on the way back, and it was me, Travis, and I forgot who went with us. Well, I do know, but I can't say it. But anyways, that song was playing on the way back. What happened? Oh, jeez. business is calling. But so that song came out, and I was like, hey, this dude Chris Brown is hella dope. Travis was like, that nigga is trash, blah, blah, he's ass, blah, blah. And then, like, a month later, hey, have you heard this new song by Chris Brown? It's your man on the floor. I'm like, bro, what the fuck, bro? I told you that shit was dope back then.
But people always, like, especially like Omarion, men,
for sure. Oh, facts.
Yeah. Men always hated on, like, the up-and-coming, like, R&B dudes. You know, they didn't want to be soft. So I think that's why, like, it took a toll on it.
Yeah, there is a thing with masculinity and, like, R&B. It's like, bro, like I'll listen. Like, I was like that, too. Like, girl singers, ew, blah, blah. But now, like, bro, I listen to hella women singer. Like, if they're talented, I'm in on that shit. Like, I let go of all that shit. I'm like, bro, there's like so much more fucking dope music out there. Because if you think this one track minded, yeah, you're gonna be stuck listening to The Baby all fucking day. Like, there's only so much shit you can listen to if you don't expand your fucking horizon with that shit. Let go of that shit with your masculinity, bro. Like, there's talented fucking people out there. It's not gay to listen to R&B, bro. Like,
just because it's slow and it doesn't have a beat.
But when you think about back in the day, yeah. OG Mobster, yeah. OG Nick, they used to listen to fucking Frank Sinatra, and like OG Black Mobster used to listen to like fucking Marvin Gaye. Like, that was their shit. It wasn't gay to listen to Marvin Gaye.
Bro, like,
double entendre.
Growing up, like, what was that? Falsetto, Suffocate. Like, those songs, bro, like, those were so, like, I mean, meaningful in our lives, you know, because they were just, like, we were so young, we didn't know better. But those are some hits, man. Those are some classics.
Yeah, Jay Holiday's Mind and Myra shit.
Yeah, bed. Yeah, I knew it was bed.
Bed and Chris Brown. What's that song that came out the same time? Cause the heart's all over the world tonight.
With you.
And, yeah. Yeah. That shit. That was our shit.
I had like three or four girlfriends that I had dedicated this song to. Did you guys ever have that?
Bro,
like, were you dedicated a song to a
I never called and dedicated a song, but girls did that to me. And that shit used to be like, because I used to listen to that shit every night. I had my fucking stereo mounted on the fucking thing.
That was our Netflix to go to sleep.
Yeah, like, exactly. Now, you know? Like, do you think right, we used to listen to fucking Hot 105 to go to bed every fucking night. But it was Hot 105. Mm-hmm. And then, bro, like, I remember there was like, this is like junior high. Like, I want to make a shout out to Jerry. And they're like, how old are you? And I'm like, oh, I'm 12. Like, what the fuck?
Jerry, this one's for you.
Yeah, bro. Like, I used to hear that shit. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, because Travis used to share a room with me sometimes when he stayed at night at my grandma's house. And then he'd be like, Bubba, they're fucking talking about you on the thing. I'm like, bro, yes, I'm out here, nigga. Fuck out of here.
The girl texts you, hey, get on the radio about, you know, 9:55.
Niggas ain't have phones like that back then, though.
You're right.
After 9?
But I was one of the few people that had a phone. Sixth grade.
Same number. Singular.
You had a phone wireless. In 6th grade?
Singular,
yep. The flip phone?
I had a fucking
Cricket.
I had a Cricket phone with the fucking snake on that shit. Nigga. I thought it was hella cool.
The Nokia phone first.
Nokia. Where you just, snake.
Bro, about. I used to get random text messages.
Bro, I have one in the drawer. I bet that will turn on.
What you doing, Abe? We're in the middle of a business trip.
Tyler, can I listen?
Yeah, sit down.
Yeah. You're filling in for your dad.
All right, come on, man.
All right, so anyways... Since we're talking about rape, so Justin Bieber's homie, Chris D'Elia, the funny, don't touch it. No, you gotta relax.
I'll talk later.
Yeah, later.
Okay.
Go have fun.
Start getting talking.
Yes, go ahead.
So Chris D'Elia has sexual allegations too. You know that is right, the comedian. Yeah. So he got some girl posted shit from when she was like 17 in high school, and he hit her up on Instagram like, hey, is this, I came across you on Instagram, is that weird? And she was like, oh, like, whatever, blah blah. And he was like trying to get her to fly out to like Rhode Island or some shit like that, like some weird shit. And he knew she was in high school. All her pictures were all like high school shit, blah blah, blah. So Chris D'Elia,
okay,
so it's like,
yeah, I saw people posting
but he hasn't posted shit in a minute.
I saw people posting stuff about that he has mentioned stuff like that in his specials, like referring back to that. But it also could be part of his.
And he just had a baby. He just had a baby and all that. But it's also like she had the proof of the DMs. Like, hey, this dude was hitting me up when I was in high school, and she like kind of told him like, hey, bro, I'm in high school.
And he was like, he knew.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, come on. And I fucking hate that. I just was like, I didn't like him at first as a comedian, but now I fucking hella like him as a comedian. And now he let me down. Like, same thing with Louis C.K. Like, Louis C.K. was my favorite comedian, and he started jacking off in front of people. Which, also, they let him. So, I don't... Look, it sounds, like, disrespectful to the women's movement, but also, like, they were chilling there laughing. Like, oh, yeah, go ahead, jack off. And then once they didn't get famous... They were like, oh, yeah, he jacked off in front of me. And the other girl was like, oh, yeah, he's jacking off on the phone. And it's like, well, fucking hang up your phone. If he's like, how do you know he's jacking off on the phone? But anyways.
I feel like it's just a tough time for shit like that to come out, you know, like with the Epstein shit, you know.
And exactly.
I think now, I mean, it really puts the point out there that this shit is going on.
And Chris D'Elia was 36
at
the time.
Especially with high-profile people. Like, we don't even know what's going on.
So even if she was 18, that he's double her age at that point. But she wasn't 18. She was underage.
Which isn't uncommon, you know, if we're keeping it real. Like, that shit happens.
If you go to BHAG, it's not a gum. Man. I ain't scared, nigga. Fuck that shit.
Call him out. God. Call him out.
Call him the fuck
Call
out.
Call him out. Shout out. Shout out BHAG. No, there was this Twitter thread on was going around exposing teachers and shit about BHAG.
Bro, I seen some and other that's the thing too. Some other people were taking advantage of that shit. I knew someone that was kind of that's part of my family. They like he went like he's not part of my he's dating someone in my family. They try to say he was part of that. Like, oh yeah, he did this to me, and he pulled up all the receipts too. He had all the receipts of the Snapchats of the girl like trying to get at him, and he was like not having it. He wasn't responding or none of that shit. And they end up calling her out. But they had him like trending on Twitter, low key in this area, like, oh yeah, you're a fucking molester, all this shit. And then he's like, wait, this chick was trying to get at me. I never did nothing. And he had receipts of her sending like pictures of her ass, all this shit like that. He's like, okay, if you want to play dirty, like, here's all the receipts of you trying to fuck me. And it turned out that,
but those can turn into lawsuits that they can win, you know. And like,
yeah, it's well, actually, if they win it, yeah, you know? And after that chick did that, after she pulled up the receipt, she disappeared. Like, oh yeah, like, oh, that didn't really happen, type shit. So, people, be careful out here. So this is a rapey ass episode because
who else we got?
Ron Jeremy, the fucking famous porn star, is charged with some rape/sexual assault shit. He's sentenced to like, well, like, they have him convict, or they want to get him for like 15 years worth of time.
So what actually happened?
I don't know. it's the same type of thing where people
This is an older porn star, right?
That's Ron Jeremy. That's the most famous porn star of all time.
So it says he pled not guilty to 3 rapes and sexual assault.
And that was recently. He pled not guilty, but they came out. Is that Ron Jeremy?
He's 67 years old, bro.
He's wearing a mask.
Oh, okay. I was like, that should look weird. I thought he was a midget. But Ron Jeremy's disgusting looking. His dick ain't even that big, to be real.
So it says he raped a 25-year-old woman at a West Hollywood home in May 2014, which he's still hella old at this point.
Yeah.
Sexually assaulted he's been 60 for like 12 years. 33-year-old woman and a 46-year-old woman in separate incidents in West Hollywood bar in 2017, and then raped a 30-year-old woman at the same bar in July of last year.
Damn. So who's the owner of the bar that lets him keep raping people at that fucking bar?
This man hasn't had enough pussy in his life?
He could face 9 years in prison. Does he even get hard anymore? 90 years in prison, that's what he's looking at.
Yeah, 90? that's the crazy part.
He's already
part.
Like 90. So yeah,
because he has hella fucking cases that are stemming. So it's like, look, I'm not convicting. I'm not mad at any side of this because I don't know too much information on it. You got to wait to find out. But it's just, like, people are getting called the fuck out
right
now.
It's a trend right now. R. Kelly? Shit. I mean, it's the same, you know, same concepts.
R. Kelly a nasty motherfucker. Well, I've been saying that for years. That's he's a sick story. Motherfucker. Kyle has him in his playlist.
But people they really play I'm mind playing. Games with people, and like they really turn them to like just think like it's okay, like this is normal.
Yeah,
like, that's a power, bro.
And then also like it's not like an excuse for this man, but like the era he grew up in, like people just were like fucking everybody at that time.
Whatever.
And he might still be in that mindset, like thinking he can get away with this shit. And people are like, no, like now people are like, hey, get the fuck off me. We're not on fucking LSD right now. Like, I'm gonna let you touch me.
He probably took it to a different extent.
Yeah, and it's also like you're a nasty looking motherfucker too. Like, why are you balding and have long hair in the back?
And think you're about to come over here?
Mustache.
Like, yeah. Why are you mussing a 46-year-old?
Pause. Nah, I don't know, man. I think it's just like it's definitely a terrible time because if you're getting caught for something like that now, they're gonna give you the full extent of the law because it's just happening so much, especially with high-profile people like we talked about. Like, this is the probably 30th person, you know, that's high profile that we've talked about. Yeah. As far as
you know, what's crazy too, like they always link them all back to hanging out with, like, this, it's like a group Trump of people. Same people. They all hang out with fucking Trump and like Epstein and fucking what's his name, Harvey Weinstein.
But like, they could really have like a
ring. They had a ring, sex ring,
bro. Like, and bro, even
Russell Simmons.
Did you guys watch the what was the Michigan State Larry Nassar? Nassar? Do you see that? It's on Netflix right now. It was the Michigan State trainer, dude.
Oh, yeah, the Olympics one. Yeah.
Bro. Yeah. Did you read that or did you watch the video?
Earlier, today.
On Netflix?
Yeah, like on my on my old podcast, we talked about that shit, bro. Like, that's how long this shit's been going on. Bro, when What's Her Name came out.
This man was literally in the same room with these young girls, and the parents were right behind, and he would just, he would shade his body to do what he wanted to go underneath. At the same time, bro, the parents are in there. And so the kids think it's like, it's normal because the parents are there. Yeah. So they're not going to say nothing. Like, people like that know that shit are fucking sick. Yeah, they're sick. Bro.
And he's a fucking little bitch looking ass. I hope he gets fucked in prison every day. Dead ass.
Well, he's been there
for he's already been convicted of that shit. Oh, so he's
been. I remember when that first came out.
Yeah.
They linked him to Michigan State, but it was the U.S. Olympics.
Yeah, like, it's the Olympic team.
What's that little short girl's name that's like high profile? Simone Biles.
Simone Biles.
Yeah, even she came
out. What's her name? The other chick, too. The white chick. She's the one that like was like putting him on blast first.
Maggie or something like that? Yeah.
Bro, she... Yeah, bro. Ladies out there, look, if anybody, like, no, like, a trainer is not supposed to touch your fucking pussy, bro. There's no muscle in there that's supposed to be fucking massaged out for you to do Olympics, bro. Just keep that in fucking mind. Is that a crazy thing to say?
Nothing even close to that area should be, you know, manipulated.
Massage your own inner thigh. Don't let these motherfuckers touch you, bro. Like, dead ass.
Yeah,
because I have three daughters, bro. Like, I think, like, my mind goes a whole nother way when I hear shit like this. Somebody's going. I swear, if
that's
I ever
one
ran
thing
into
I'll
that,
go to murder. I'll go to murder for. That's one thing I'll go to jail for.
Like, look at
my daughter's safety.
And also, like, and it goes back to like just shit that he probably got away with that shit for years and thought it was cool. Like Russell Simmons, this man had hella allegations against him. He fucking went to Bali and was stuck in Bali because of coronavirus. And like, nigga, you got allegations a year ago. Coronavirus barely came up like 4 months ago. Fuck out of here.
It's money and power.
And he's back chilling like nothing. And it sucks. Like, of course, at this time, it's weird trying to tear down another black man. But, bro, like, if you're a sick motherfucker, you're a sick motherfucker at the end of the day, no matter what happens. Like, this man was over here giving people fucking Quaaludes and shit, touching them. Like,
yeah, I think that's tough because, I mean, yeah, you know, people have been fans of, you know, these guys and, you know, they looked up to them, whatever, and, like, they're high-profile people. But at the end of the day, they did some fucking dirty shit, you know? And that's some shit you can't really bounce back from. Like, R. Kelly, I won't even play R. Kelly song anymore, bro. And it's sad because I used to slap R. Kelly shit.
Yeah, facts. R. Kelly is one of the greatest songwriters and music makers of all time, but
like,
also...
My kids might be made to R. Kelly. I don't even remember, but they might have been made to
it's R. Kelly. It's cringy for me. Like, I can't separate the two. I know people that can separate the two, and I'm not mad at them. That's your prerogative, but, like, me, I can't separate that shit. Because now every time I hear a lyric of his, I'm like, you're talking about Aaliyah back in... Like, you're fucking sick, bro. Like, I can't separate the two. Like, for me personally. So
after you watch the documentary, your mind, your whole perception changes. Because you know what's
going on.
You're
thinking of the song, huh? When you said your mind.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, that shit's disgusting, bro. It's sad. But people go through that.
And look, before the documentary and all that shit, I'm on record saying, fuck R. Kelly. I've been saying that for years. Like, once I really, like, caught, like, matured and was like, wait, this nigga was with Aaliyah when? And he sang about this then.
For how long, too?
Yeah. She was what, like 16?
16.
And he was...
And her fucking uncle was like hooking, like, the uncle got to get the fuck out of here too. Like, he was okay with it.
Knew what they were doing.
And that's Dame Dash was better when she passed away, but like she was age, they were both around the same age at that time. So it's like, and he's the one, like one of the people that like slapped R. Kelly was like, nigga, like I heard what you did to my girl back in the day, blah, blah. Like, Dame Dash a real nigga for that shit.
And shout out to Aaliyah, man. One of the realest, one of the best of all time, at the time, even still today, but people don't really remember her now. Just like, what was her name, Selena?
Selena Bay still to this day.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like
to
Selena
this day,
like a goat. Bro.
To this day,
there's hella knockoff Selena.
This man just like, come back in like he wasn't gone for 30 minutes.
There's hella knockoff Selena trying to be Selena, bro. But like Selena, see back then, I don't know if plastic surgery even existed or like.
No, Selena all natural.
Anything for Selena.
That's that Texas booty.
You know who's the GOAT as far as like body figures and what they could do with it? Shakira. You can't change my mind, bro. Shakira will always be one of the powerhouse women, in my opinion.
Shakira got like sex appeal, but body?
Her body is
You put her over J-Lo? Over natural?
I wouldn't put her over J-Lo. But I'm saying one of the top is what
you
I
see what J-Lo does. With their body on the stage.
I'm getting hard right now.
And she 50.
She's 50 something.
Shakira's like probably up there too though.
She's up there now.
Yeah, she's probably 40.
Yeah.
Cause when she's dating Piqué from fucking Spain.
Yeah, so I had to take that phone call real quick.
What happened in it?
Your son came over here trying to get on the podcast. My
pops called me, bro, talking about like settling with my baby mama and shit. Like,
oh, they was trying to. They called him.
Yeah, they called him. They like.
That's funny how we just talked about how you was fighting this case.
You want me to break bread, and I told him, listen, like, see, look, this is the way I am, bro. Let me tell you.
Through his phone.
Break it down. Clean it. Break it down.
I'm the type. I swear to God, if they said you could settle with her for 10 grand. Or spend 200 grand in court, I will gladly spend 200,000 in court to make sure she gets no fucking money. Damn. That's just like that's how much, like, pride's a big thing for me, bro.
So what's the fight right now? Like, what are we talking about?
Nah, she's just trying to get any money she can out of me. But she can't. Like, I have kids. I have the kids full custody. Like, no, she can't get no money.
Are you guys married?
No, we're not. So it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, she's scratching for nothing, and she's just gonna keep.
She won't let that shit go.
Yeah, she petty because she, I don't know what she's mad about, but yeah, bro, I'll tell you right now, I will fucking spend. I just told my dad right now. I told him on the phone. I said, Dad, look, and you're the same way. Don't I told my dad because he's the same way, bro. My dad's petty like that too, like when because he has a lot of pride. I was like, bro, I will spend every dollar I have in court and then give that bitch 50 cents. Swear
to God, bro. Like, well, what did he say after you said that?
He just laughed and he's just like, you're fucking crazy. He's just like, he just wants it to end already, and I'm just like. I mean, you could break the bread, you know what I mean? But
he's like, ain't coming out of my pocket. Yeah. Hey, speaking of beef, so Swiss and Drake, low-key had a beef that we didn't know about. So Swiss Beatz has that versus series that's been going on Instagram Live when quarantine started, where you know two major artists battle back and forth with like hits, basically, right?
Oh yeah.
So the last one, I cannot. Fucking think of who it was. It's fucking.
Was that the one that what's his name was on that he was talking about? He's better than Kendrick. Big dude. He's on every feature. Try to talk about how he was better than that. He had more hits than everybody.
French.
Was that the same thing?
Nah. Well, it means the same type of battle thing that they do, but
it is on a different platform.
Yeah. So like now they it's Swiss and Timbaland that actually do it actually. So they have it all set up now. But they're on the verses. Oh, it was John Legend and Alicia Keys, which is okay. Swiss Beatz' wife. So Busta Rhymes had gone on the live or whatever. He's talking back and forth with Swiss, and Busta Rhymes like, oh yeah, I have this unreleased song with Drake on a Dilla beat. For people that aren't hip hop, has J Dilla's like the holy grail of hip hop beats of producers. So like. And then he's like, yeah, some shit happened, blah, blah. Like, it's whatever. Like, it never got released. And whatever happened, right? And Swiss Beatz like, hey, I'm going to keep it real. That nigga a bitch. Like, said, like, Drake's a bitch. That's some bitch shit.
They've done songs together, though, right?
Yeah, they had the fancy. So they've had beef kind of. So that's what it kind of stemmed back from. They had that fancy song.
Yeah.
And whatever happened with the video, Drake didn't fucking show up to his own video. Whatever that shit, they had beef, kind of like, oh, like that was dirty. And for people that don't know, Swiss a real like street nigga, like Rough Riders. If you just gotta Google Swiss's family, they're really like them crazy motherfuckers like that stab people and shoot people and shit. Like, so Swiss a real nigga, but he was faded as fuck. So he kind of uncovered this Drake beef. And basically called Drake out on some shit. And even Busta was kind of like, hey, but like, it ain't that serious. Like, kind of like, trying to shit. Like, looked at him like, hey, bro, relax. Like, it ain't.
He was on live.
Yeah, and he was just kind of like, hey, bro, like, on some OG shit. Like, hey, bro, yeah, but, you know, it's whatever. That shit was that long ago, blah, blah. And then Swiss was like, nah, that nigga's a bitch. Like, straight up. Like, he's like, yeah, I'm going to say it. Sorry, Drake a bitch. Like, basically. And then he comes out the next day and apologizes. Like, hey, I was fucking saucy as fuck that night. I shouldn't have said that shit, blah, blah. But
did Drake respond?
No, I don't think Drake had time to respond, because Swiss the next day was like, oh shit, I was fucked up. Like, I let my emotions fly, basically, like
on Drake some shit. Drake never really responds to he shit doesn't. Either. He just like, he's in his own fucking bubble. Like, he just.
But also he might. I mean, the funny thing about Drake is that there's so much shit that people call him out for, but like, if you're like a Drake stan, like, people just don't believe it. And it's like. And it's also. And it was crazy is a lot of the shit that he has beef with people about, or the people he has beef with, are like people that are like certified real ass street dudes. But we all know Drake like got
Joe Budden.
Drake got Joe Budden bodied him. But Drake got like real, he got real street ties behind him. He got Jay Prince behind him, so like a lot of that shit don't really.
And Jay Prince, people don't know who that is. That dude's like what he says, like who goes, like, he's like the king. Not the king, but he's like a hell of a
He's just an OG, like, Mob Ties is a real thing. But the only nigga that was like, hey, Jay Prince, do something was Pusha. Like, I think Pusha's psycho. I'm gonna be real. Like, he don't give a fuck about any. Like, he'll call, like, he pulled up to Baby by himself. Like, nigga, what's good? Like, but anyways, that's off on a tangent.
About his career,
he's been around.
Yeah. Well, he's making so much money that people don't know about. Like, he's a fucking ambassador. Like, up there on Adidas. Up there, he's a fucking runs good music for Kanye. Like, he makes so much money that that shit don't really matter.
Ain't even top five in his own label. Hey, so
He's the top person on his label.
So, there's a leaked M verse. Disembodied.
Yeah. So he was on a he was on a song. But see, what's funny is this was old.
This was back when he called, I think he called Revival trash. Remember when Revival came out and Joe Budden like went off on it?
Yeah.
Said that the album was trash.
It kind of was.
I feel like if you under, like, I thought it was good, but you just have to understand, like.
Well, yeah. So that the if you're looking for lyrical miracle, yeah. Eminem. So that's what sucks about Eminem is that
he tried to get too political.
Well, no, people would be like, okay, we want to hear you rap about some introspective shit we haven't heard from you from so long. So he does that, and it's like, we want to hear you rap about fucking funny shit. Like, you can never win, because he's such a polarizing artist. He's so big.
So much. It's like,
like you complain, oh, he has no substance, and then he gives you substance, and like, oh, that's trash. So it's like, what the fuck do you want from people? But, like, so he had a little line, what was it? Like, he said, oh, like, sorry, Diddy. Like, but basically Revolt's trash, and like, no wonder your buttons broke. Like, he kind of flipped Joe Budden's name and was like saying, like that channel's trash, like, no wonder buttons broke or whatever. But I mean, Joe didn't really care. Like, he wasn't even like, oh, that's an old verse. Like, because a lot of this shit with Joe Budden is he'll say some shit, but then they piece it up anyways.
Joe, honestly, bro, me and Joe got a lot in common, because
this nigga is Joe Budden, bro.
Joe does say some wild ass shit, and I kind of agree with some of the shit he said, to be real. Because I'm kind of the same way. Like, I'm not really good at comforting people. That's just, like, to be real.
Joe is the most unbiased.
If somebody comes to me and tells me some shit, I'm going to tell them straight up. Like, if they're coming up at me, like, I'm going to tell them where they fucked up and, like, nah, you man the fuck up. You fucked up. Like, I'm going to call you out on your bullshit. And he does that a lot, bro. I didn't realize that till I like, listened to some of his shit. I was like, you know what?
And see, so, like, a lot of people heard that clip when Joe Budden was talking shit about Drake, and they just, oh, I hate Joe Budden. But they never listen to none of his other fucking shit where he's hella fucking funny and he fucking loves Drake. Like, that to me, that was, like, their situation was almost like, if you drop some shit and I was like, bro, that, like, you fucking told me this shit was going to be dope and it's ass. Like, I'm disappointed. But, well, like, people took that and ran with it. Like, oh, that's who you are. And they didn't think about, oh, like, he's actually fucking funny and looks out for his whole team and, like, takes care of hella people. Like, they don't look into none of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
When that shit happened, though, Drake was still getting the young fan base in. And I don't think that young fan base knew who Joe Budden even was, bro. Because Joe Budden is more of, like, our age. You know what I'm saying? Like, kids at...
Older, actually.
Well, older. But, the young kids that are Drake fans at this point, they don't even know who Joe Budden is. So the beef Joe Budden's response was trash.
Joe Budden has one song in his whole career that, like, mainstream.
He had one mainstream hit.
Mainstream music.
It was a humongous hit. He got, I mean, just like a lot of people get lost in the shuffle and the fucking, what a lot of people do with certain labels, like, you could see someone come out and they have a smash hit. And then they disappear, and you're like, what the fuck happened? And when you find, like, 10, 20 years later, when you see their backstory, it's like, oh, the head of the label quit, and the new person came in. He don't like that shit. Like, it's always political shit.
Speaking of that, Huey just died. R.I.P.
Huey. Yeah, R.I.P. Huey.
Pop, Lock, and Drop It was an all-time hit.
I feel like my childhood's just disappearing, bro. Man,
that was the
Pop, Lock, and Drop It was the shit.
At the dances, at one point.
You don't remember that song, I mean? Pop, Lock, and Drop It. Pop, Lock, and Drop It. You was probably over there twerking to that shit on some fucking drugs in high school. You didn't even remember that shit.
That was the song where all the girls had to show what they had.
Yes.
I feel like that was the competition.
Pop, Lock, and Drop It.
Yeah, but they couldn't really play the whole thing on that.
Yeah.
You never heard the song? What?
It's a classic.
R.I.P. Calvin Miller
Production. Dang up, mommy.
Oh, yeah. So he just got shot and died.
R.I.P.
And he's only 31. That's a year older than
stop, bro. Like,
he's only 31 years old, bro. Like,
I know all this.
He's only a year older than us, and he got killed. Like, it's like, bro, like, this is fucking up the whole movement for advancement of fucking minorities, bro. Stop fucking killing each other. Like, it's
one thing too. I want to say, kind of relating to that, is the whole Cleveland Brown thing, or what is his name?
My name is Cleveland Brown.
So you guys hear what happened?
Hey, Peter.
So a white man plays that dude's voice, right?
Right.
And well, so it's not he,
like Jerry need to go apply, but yeah, go ahead.
He basically said, "I'm done with it because I think a black person should be the voice of a black person's animation." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which I get that, you know, but you know, now Family Guy, now Simpsons, and everybody, they're saying like they're not gonna have they're not gonna have anybody, you know, doing anybody's part that isn't that race or an ethnicity or whatever.
Yeah, but also Black Twitter was kind of like, hey bro, we cool with you though, like you do Cleveland so good.
That's the funny thing, like I'm looking at these things and they were like, bro, all we wanted was the police to be held accountable, like now they're changing everything.
Yeah,
like, Disneyland put Tiana the Princess and the Frog, they took out Splash Mountain.
Oh yeah.
And they put, wait,
you didn't know that?
It took out Splash Mountain.
They took out Splash Mountain, bro, and they put Tiana.
What the fuck? That's my favorite fucking ride.
Yeah, bro, they just announced it.
Wow.
Splash Mountain. Are you, why is Splash Mountain racist? It's a bunch of fucking animals.
Well, I think what they wanted to do was get Tiana and the Louisiana Phil into Disneyland at some point. And I think
so
that's
add that shit. Get rid of fucking California Adventure because there's nothing good on that fucking
Cars.
Side.
Except they have beer on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't have beer downtown. At Disneyland. It's yeah. downtown. But like in the parks, Disneyland, you can't have alcohol.
Add Tiana.
But, yeah, bro.
Is it still
like,
going to be the same ride? You're just going to change the theme of it?
It's kind
of
getting too far. Like, the whole Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben's thing, too. It's like, I feel like you're kind of, by taking them off, I feel like that's disrespectful. I don't know.
No, we'll see. Look, with the Aunt Jemima thing is... that the family of the two people that shit was like made after, they were supposed to be compensated a certain amount of like a percentage, and they fucking cut them out.
To the white man.
Yeah, so
okay.
that
okay,
and then
I understand that. Then.
So that there's like more, and they had a lawsuit against them, and then they basically were just like, oh no, you don't get that money.
But there's just so much history and shit that like if we're doing this, like there's it's not gonna stop. It's gonna be for a while. Like the statues, the Confederate flag.
Yeah.
There's so much. Shit out there that represents yeah. like a negative part of our, you know, country. You can
that,
say
yeah. And we grew up with unknowingly knowing like, mm-hmm. like this shit was low key racist.
Like Christopher,
or
Christopher Columbus, bro, he's celebrated in our school system as like, you know, 1942. I sailed the ocean blue, but I
mean, the founder.
If you look into the history of it, real, you know, it's just
but
like
he didn't fucking like.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and,
but you know what I'm saying? Like that's what we're talking yeah. about. It's just like so much shit that we're you know.
It's like oh yeah, Christopher Columbus found America and there were already people here, but it's like wait, so what'd he find, bro? He fucking took a wrong turn. This nigga was looking for what, El Dorado? And this man found America instead. Yeah. Bro, like so yeah, I mean the history books, they leave out a bunch of shit.
But even in my college history class, bro, we watched what was it, Pocahontas, I think.
That
in my college history, you know what I'm saying? Like it's just like We can go on and on. Like, are you going to get rid of Pocahontas now? Or are you going to get rid of, you know, this and that? Because there's, especially in older Disney movies, bro, they had no chill.
And not only that, bro, but you ever watch old shows or old movies where they, like,
oh,
say
they
some
care.
Funny shit and then it's, like, hella funny? But it's not, like, really racist, but, like, to the, you know, to somebody who wants to see it as racist,
yeah.
they could.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, to be real, like, that's why the shows are starting
bro,
to get trash.
To be real,
like,
if you look at
censored.
Fucking Disney shit, though, a lot of that. I mean, Walt Disney was a known anti-Semite. He hated Jewish people.
Yeah.
Like, that's a fact. But, like, bro, so, like, you know all the old school Disney, like, Christmas movies and shit? There's this one where, I'm sure y'all have seen it, where it's, like, the toys all come to life at Santa's workshop, and they're all building
yeah.
shit. And there's a part, and I had posted this shit like fucking dead ass like 8 years ago, and we're watching Netflix. I was showing Jackson like, oh yeah, I used to watch this shit as a kid, like during Christmas time. And there's a part with the fucking little black toy that's in blackface with the fucking white mouth, and I was like, that shit's fucking racist. And it had him like doing some like picking cotton shit on the fucking cartoon. So I was like, what the fuck? And I had posted that shit, but I mean at that time nobody was really in
uproar. I watched. Alice in Wonderland with my daughter the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, they're literally
drugs.
On there hitting the hookah. They're on Alice in Wonderland
yeah.
hitting the hookah, bro.
The cat.
They were talking about that, how that was was all supposed to be drug.
Like an LSD acid trip. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, if you're on shrooms, you watch, you know, Alice in Wonderland.
I'm trying to do that show. Man.
But that's just crazy how that was, like, a kid's show.
I want to do acid one day.
And now SpongeBob's gay.
But, like, with the science. Yeah, y'all SpongeBob's gay.
Squidward. Dude, SpongeBob's been hella gay forever. Bro, I've always thought, I've never let my kids watch that shit because I feel like he's just dumb, bro. Like, he's just a dumb Look, ass fucking dude.
My theory is SpongeBob.
He's gay if he's a sponge.
Bro, like, some.
Because he absorbs.
He has a bunch of holes. Like, my theory is SpongeBob was made for, like, Adult Swim. And then they didn't make the cut, so they put it on. Because that shit's inappropriate as fuck.
No, yeah, it is. Squidward, Gary. So Gary was his little, like, his little homie or what?
His snail.
Well, I know that.
That sent me out.
Now that he's gay, you know, just is Gary like his partner or is Squidward his partner? Like,
he had a crush on Squidward, but he was fucking Patrick.
I have absolutely nothing against gay people, and
I hope not.
But bro, I feel like.
Never mind. You can't say this and just say but. Like, that's a tough.
I just feel like it's like pushing it on people too much. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like just. If you want to do that, that's fine. Just let that be.
You feel like they're forcing it on our kids and shit?
Yeah, like, don't force that shit on, you know?
See, and I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to normalize it, but also it's like, yeah, it is low-key, like, forcing it. Which is, like, Michael Che had a thing on it. It's like, gay people fought for gay rights, like, recently. They got that shit. Black people still ain't got that. Like, they just want civil rights. Yeah. Like, it's just shit like that.
Black people just don't want to die.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
But I feel like the whole, like, the trans, you know, whatever, what is it called? And
trans
LGBTQ. Yeah. I feel like that's kind of slowed down a little bit in the last few.
You said LGBTQ.
I feel like they've slowed down a little bit as far as, like, pushing it, pressing the issue.
Yeah, because
I'm going to be real. If they start teaching that in school, my kids are going to stop going to school.
I think it's going to be like private schools.
I'll be putting my kids in private school because I just feel like that's not some.
But to be real, I mean, shit, they could be teaching, you know, people a lot of shit in schools that we don't know about unless they bring homework home. So, nah, like, how do we really know? Because, I mean, I don't know. It's just scary. Public school is scary in general, but. Especially now.
If they start teaching my kid gay shit, bro, I'm going to send the teacher some gay shit. I'll send him a dick pic. Yeah,
shout out, B-Will.
What if it's a girl?
If it's a girl, Jesus. I don't know.
Yeah, Missy, send her a pic.
I'm going to send my girl. I'm sending new to my girl.
No, but you got to think, too, is like these teachers that are coming up, they're younger and younger. So they're going to teach their values. You know, they're going to teach what they think, how they see the world.
Yeah, my daughter Joey, her first grade teacher, like, it's so, like, fucking zen, organic ass, dude. Like, they fucking, their desks are all different levels of heights. And if you want to sit in a chair, you can. If not, you can sit on a pillow. Like, it's, his learning is, like, free form.
Soft.
But,
he's
so weird. He looks like Lil Dicky. And he's fucking weird, but.
He's like, a good teacher.
Yeah, like the kids in his class are all fucking on the same level of smartness. Like, they're all getting good ass grades. And, like, not even, like, oh, I'm giving them good grades. Like,
right. Like
even during this quarantine shit, he was, like, we have that the app where he can fucking talk to them back and forth and Zoom. Send. Huh? We had Zoom meetings with them, too, but, like, I forgot what the shit is. This man came in here ready to go.
Go tell your dad to come back. No.
Not yet.
Go tell your dad to come back.
Okay, no, go ahead. Go ahead. Do an Arabic prayer real quick.
All right. Arabic prayer.
Yeah, go.
Don't yell, though.
You. Huh?
That's your airplane.
Low on the airplane.
On the airplane?
The airplane?
Yeah. Oh, you can't say that.
Yeah, you can sit down with us, bro. We're almost done. We're just finishing up.
On
right
a tangent, they're finally going to release them kids from the migrant fucking prisons.
No, that's been needing to happen for so long.
Yeah.
Like, you see people, like, those kids are dying, bro. And they give them, like, one TV and they're in a cage. It's like, bro, that's.
That shit's been swept under the rug so much.
So
it's
much.
Like.
Okay.
To me, it's like, why are you punishing the kids for what their parents did?
I mean, it's a tough situation. First of all, you're separating them from their parents. Yeah. And then now, you know, it's like they can't control where they came from. You know, I mean, at least the adults, it's, I don't know, it's a tough situation for me. Because
if you're going to send the parents back, send the kids with them. Like, if you have to send the parents back to wherever country they're from, let them take their fucking
kids. But do you think the parents would want the kids to come back with them, though? Because they might want the kids to stay and have a better life.
Yeah, but...
But if they're being held...
Exactly.
They're being held because they're U.S. citizens? And they're not being sent back with their parents because they are U.S.
Yeah,
citizens?
But either way, don't separate the kids from their parents. Yeah. Send them with their parents. Like, or put the whole family... If you want to imprison somebody, put the whole family together. Like, if that's what you really want to fucking do, either way, it's fucked up.
Oh. I think it's fucked up all the way around, you know, because like the people that are getting deported and shit, those are the ones that are actually doing good for, you know, the country, like for the most part, you know, like as far as like the field work and, you know, where you're working at and, you know, busting your ass to try to make a living to provide for your family. I can only imagine getting paid $8, $9 an hour and try to provide for a family of three or four, because, you know, like usually the women don't work, you know, and if they do, yeah, they have to hold down the house, because it's like you don't have money for the babysitters, you don't have money for daycare, so it's like until they get to school, then, you know, you're grinding. So I mean, at that aspect of it, I'm just like, man, that shit sucks.
And I feel like that's the main issue with everything, is that people, is that everything gets generalized. It's like, oh yeah, these people came from this country, they're all terrorists, or they're all fucking rapists, they're all gangsters, and it's like, no, you gotta. It sucks, but you have to fucking comb through that shit and find out who's good and who's bad. Like with the protests. Like, these people are causing riots, but there's also a million other people that aren't doing that shit. So it's like,
but I feel like
they generalize cops, like, same thing. They're generalizing everything.
Like in schools, because, like, for example, like when 9/11 happened, everybody that looked like someone that was involved in 9/11 was, you know, criticized and shit.
Yeah, like, Boomers talked about it with his sisters. Like, they get dirty looks still, and it's just like...
It's like, that's not even, you know, like, I don't know. It's
which, just, by the way, I've been watching this shit on Netflix. Shit,
yeah.
About America's Book of Secrets. They have some wild secrets that they're sharing on that shit. You seen it pop up, though?
Yeah, I have it in my list.
It's actually kind of wild. Some of the shit is, like, hella obvious, but they talk about the 9/11 shit, that they knew this whole bunch of group of people that were all involved in it, and they kind of dropped the fucking ball on it, basically, because they can't move because certain laws. There's like, so much laws. Yeah, it's America's wild.
Bro, there was someone famous today I saw on Twitter that said that they were, if they were in the plane of the people that crashed into the buildings, that they wouldn't have just let it happen, that they would have tried to take over the plane and shit. Bro, it was someone famous. And I think he got criticized for it, because it's like, you don't really know you're going into a plane until you're probably like right next to the, or going into a building until you're right next to the building.
Yeah.
I got to figure out who said that, but they got flamed on Twitter today because he thought that was a great idea to put that out there. But man, I think
we're about done.
Wrap it up, man. I'm getting a little sleepy.
You're making me sleepy. Anyways, Boomer disappeared again. He's probably over there with, Roby Will.
Boomer Jr. came in and talked a little bit.
There he is.
We gotta say bye, bro. We gotta get out of here.
Yo.
Yeah, we about wrapping this
shit up. Wrapping this shit up. Boomer out.
None of us wrap up anyways.
Except for Trigger Man.
Shout out Trigger Man. Nephew's out.
Trigger Man out.
See you guys next week.
Special guest.
Penis.